All right.
Is it going?
It's going. We're rolling.
Okay.
Wikipedia is the best thing ever. Anyone in the world can write anything they want about any subject. So you know you are getting the best possible information.
Today, we are going to talk about celebrities, people of renown, who have died, quote unquote.
Or have they?
Today, I wanted to start with the king himself, Elvis Presley. It's a well-known fact that a lot of people believe that Elvis Presley is still alive.
I'd alter that to say it's a well-known fact that Elvis Presley is still alive. Just take out, just eliminate the middleman.
That's more streamlined. I like that. I like the way you think. I amend my first statement. It's a well-known fact among many that Elvis is still alive out there wearing his white jumpsuit with the flappy arms.
I don't think that would be the best. If you're going to try and convince people that you're not Elvis, I don't think you should pick most identifiable.
But wouldn't it be fascinating if it turned out that after all this time, Elvis has just been playing an Elvis impersonator?
Like that time Charlie Chaplin lost a Charlie Chaplin lookalike contest? You know that story?
I don't know that story.
That's the whole story.
He showed up and they said, nah, you don't make the cut.
It is so well known and accepted of a fact that Elvis is still alive that when I told my father, who got a graduate degree in engineering and then became a doctor, this very smart man emailed me a link and said, I think you should investigate this on your show. And it was a link that, well, I don't want to steal your thunder, but a link that sent me to like a Guardian article or something that was a picture of this old man on like the gardener at Graceland.
Yeah.
Walking around, just looked like your standard old man. And people think that it is Elvis. And I think the only thing that would be more obvious than being Elvis while wearing your like your Viva Las Vegas style getup is to just continue living at Graceland. My dad thinks it, so.
And if Dr. Geyer says so,
then it is. Sometimes.
All statements made on WikiFreaks are Dr. Geyer approved.
Yeah.
10 out of 10. Would recommend.
Except for every time I curse, he will never be allowed to listen to this show. It's the truth.
You've just been running your mouth this whole time, cursing left and right.
I like a sailor.
Okay. So I took it upon myself to do some investigation in the depths of Wikipedia and all of its beauty.
All of the research that you're about to hear read was done in approximately, I would say, 90 seconds tops.
Yes, we are very efficient here in the WikiFreaks studio.
Yeah.
Everybody knows the story, I imagine, or maybe they don't, of Elvis's death. So I'm going to just refresh our memories so those of you who don't know the story can
know it,
learn and grow. In 1977, Elvis fell ill. He experienced accelerating deterioration in his health. But despite this, he stuck to most of his touring commitments. That's the first thing that's suspicious. He says he's unhealthy, but there he is singing, telling everybody that they ain't nothing but a hound dog. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. I don't know, Elvis, if
he's
I believe
man.
You.
Oh, I just thought of something, too. My dad, who I referred to earlier as knowing about this conspiracy theory, was supposed to, he had a ticket to see Elvis, but Elvis died the week before.
That is heart-wrenching.
It's all coming together. My dad is Elvis. Elvis Dr. Geyer Presley.
If your father were Elvis.
Honestly, what would I do if my dad turned out to be Elvis?
So in this largely unverified conclusion that we've come to after looking at half of a Wikipedia sentence, it has been determined that James D. Geyer
Elvis
is none other than Elvis.
Aaron Presley.
Elvis Aaron Presley himself. Anyway, back to the story. He was falling ill, health deteriorating, still singing, still living it up in his, as Sydney so winningly called it, Viva Las Vegas getup. That was good. I like that.
Las Vegas may live on, but Elvis also lives on, as you will tell us.
Indeed. On August 1st, 15 days before Elvis passed away, a book entitled Elvis, What Happened? Co-written by three bodyguards that he had fired the previous year was published. And it was the first expose to detail Presley's years of drug misuse. After the book was published, Elvis was devastated, tried unsuccessfully to halt its release. And at this point, he was suffering from multiple ailments, which you never want to hear multiple ailments put together in the same sentence. Let me detail some of these ailments for the listener.
It's me. I'm the listener.
For the listener, Sydney Geyer and Dr. Geyer.
Sydney Geyer Presley.